A small two-mast ship, De Jonge Jan, registered in Amrum, left Amsterdam on the 21st of September, 1772, on its way to Ockholm in Schleswig. It carried various wares, including vinegar, glue, wine, tobacco, pepper, rapeseed oil, nail wrapping paper, cheese, salmon, flax, coffee beans, and spirits. The goods were ordered by merchants in Flensburg and Brillestedt in Schleswig. For 2 days, the ship sailed north in the Zuider Sea, but anchored at night. In the company of two other ships, they sailed into the North Sea near Ameland, where a strong gale was blowing. The splits, the jib, and the topsail were taken down. They sought shelter in the mouth of Ems, but were unsuccessful in the dark. They continued to sail northwest with only the jib sail set. The wind turned southeast, and they had to sail against the wind to stay close to the coast. They did not succeed despite all manner of navigational maneuvers. The storm began to gather strength from the south, and the rain made visibility poor. On the morning of the 23rd of September, the ship was between the East Frisian island of Norderney and the island of Helgoland, and on the 24th of September, the captain assumed that they were close to Helgoland. The waves were high and the small ship was like a ball being thrown between the waves, so much that it was more under the water than over, and it was nearly impossible to steer. Later in the evening, the red cliff of Sil suddenly appeared, and everything was done to hold the ship away from the shore and to keep north of Listerdyb, even though the waves crashed over the ship at half the height of the mast. At night, they reached Listerdyb, but because of the weather, it was impossible to set the course east towards Dybbel, and the ship ran aground instead of at the northern side of Ormuz. The ship's crew held on to the mast until they could walk ashore at low tide. All were rescued and the ship was not leaking, but when they went to retrieve the cargo, the hatches were broken and some of the goods were destroyed. 7 weeks later, the shipwreck was brought before the court. 13 merchants who had to show identification were allowed to retrieve the salvaged goods after all of the fees and freight were paid, as well as the people who helped with the salvaging. It is astonishing what was traded between Holland and Schleswig at that time.